Today's reading is from John 14, starting in verse 1. John 14, verse 1. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that there I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Now Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. This Passover meal has taken a very serious tone. It's gone from observing the Passover to foretelling about the one who would betray him, to now he's telling them, don't let your hearts be troubled, believe in God, and then their response such that Jesus says, have I been with you so long and you still don't know me? So this Passover meal is unlike any other Passover meal, simply because of what's coming and what Jesus is trying to reveal and teach to them. But Jesus told them in chapter 13, verse 33, that he'd only be with them for a little while. And that would be distressing. And then after that, he tells of Peter's denial, in verse 38. And so things are getting, well, troublesome. You know, if you were a disciple and a friend of Jesus and he was saying these things, I think that you would be distressed as well. And so Jesus says, don't be troubled over these things. And he tries to give them something comforting, which is, in my Father's house, there are many rooms. There is a place for them, a place that they should want to go to, a place that is part of the hope that we all have in God. We desire this place. And he says that he's going there, and that they will be able to join him there. And so he says, if I go, I will come again. So it's not a situation where he says, I'm leaving, you'll never see me again. He's saying, I'm leaving and you will see me again. And so when Jesus returns, he's going to take them with him and they would all be together. That should be a comforting thought. And it will be a comforting thought later on when they think back on these things. But at the moment, there's a little bit of confusion. And so Jesus had made the statement, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Thomas says, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And he says, I am the way. And no one comes to the Father except through me. Well, then Philip asks, show us the Father. And I see a little frustration in the words of Jesus here, in stating, have I been with you so long and you still do not know me? Because what it is, to know Jesus is to know the Father. They are one. He's been telling them over and over and over that same truth. So he asks in verse 10, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. So there is even witnessing about what Jesus is doing. There is the power, there is the words, it's all there. So they should have been able to put these things together. So Jesus is trying to alleviate the confusion, but at the same time, we see that frustration showing through a little bit. So for us, we realize that this hasn't yet been fulfilled. Jesus has not come back to collect his own at this point. So he says that he will return in order to take them to himself, including us, as if we're faithful. But until that time, he is there preparing the place for us. And that should give us hope. That should give us an understanding of the nature of the ministry of Jesus. That He performed His work as the Lamb, but He's still performing His work as the Son, and He's getting ready for us, and He will come back to collect all those that are faithful in His sight. And so the statement, believe, in verse 11, believe me, believe in me, my words. So we need to have that belief. We need to be faithful so these things can be active. They can be true for us. And when we think of it this way, then we could easily say, Lord, come quickly. We want what is promised. We get so tied up in this life and all the things that we want to do. We think we've got this bucket list of all these things that I want to get to do during my lifetime. Things that I want to see. I mean, there's places I'd like to be able to see. I've always thought it'd be nice to go and see some of the sites in Alaska and likewise Hawaii. There's many parts of the United States mainland that I'd like to see. But when it comes down to it, those are just temporary moments that go right by. And in all likelihood, I'm not going to get to do most of them. I'm not going to get to see most of them. But that's not where my hope lies. That's not my meaning for life. That's not my purpose for living. No. It's waiting for Jesus to come back and get me. I'm patiently waiting. But at the same time, I'm saying, Lord, come quickly. If I have the opportunity to go to see my Lord, I'm ready to go. That's the attitude that we have as believers, because we believe that what Jesus said, He has gone to prepare a place for us, and He will come back to collect His own. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.